This is Akashvani, the news read by Singh Byahui. Both the Houses of Parliament today discuss on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issues of alleged irregularities in NEET exam, Agnivir scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation, farmer issues, among others. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on a particular community which was objected by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. Later, Mr. Gandhi clarified that his statement was not against a particular community, but it was directed towards BJP. While speaking on an Agnivir scheme, Mr. Gandhi alleged that an Agnivir who loses his life in line of duty does not get the status of a martyr. Objecting to it, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Rahul Gandhi is misleading the House and claimed that the government is providing financial assistance of 1 crore rupees to the family of the Agnivir who sacrifices his life in the line of duty. Union Panchayati Raj Minister and JDU leader Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the government has committed to build 3 crore houses for the poor in the coming years. Earlier, opposition members staged a walkout from the House over the NEET issue. In Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses. Earlier, both the Houses congratulated the Indian men's cricket team for winning the recent T20 World Cup in Barbados. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has accused Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi of making comments against a particular community during his speech in the Lok Sabha today. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnav said people are hurt by his sentiment. He alleged the Leader of Opposition post comes with a lot of responsibility. However, Mr. Gandhi made irresponsible remarks on the floor of the House. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the 3 criminal laws, which came into effect from today, will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said, the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the 3 criminal laws, Mr. Shah said, the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier, only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The Home Minister said the priority in new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said new laws will also have the provisions against mob lynching. Mr. Shah also slammed the opposition, alleging that they have been spreading lies about these laws. India and Pakistan today exchanged a list of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels at New Delhi and Islamabad. External Affairs Ministry said India has shared names of 366 civilian prisoners and 86 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared names of 43 civilian prisoners and 211 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. Southeast monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and entire Chandigarh. India Meteorological Department said conditions are favorable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab during next 2 to 3 days. In women's cricket, India secured a dominant 10-wicket win over South Africa in the one-off test match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. India will now face South Africa in the upcoming 3-match T20 international series starting from 5th of July in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.